the Biden administration is looking to redefine what a body of water is. The definition matters. It drives the federal rules landowners have to follow. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports the upcoming changes, putting farmers and environmentalists at odds.
Chris Brundick farms 450 acres in south central Missouri, raising hogs and cattle and growing soybeans and corn. We're in his truck on a rainy fall day. Behind us are acres and acres of soybeans. In front of us is a ditch that has a couple of inches of water in it.
This is hardly a creek, and this, in my opinion, should not be classified as a water of the U.S.
Brundick says under the Obama administration, this ditch was classified as a water of the United States. That limited what he could do on the land next to it. The Trump administration reversed that rule, making only a fraction of rivers, streams, wetlands, and creeks like Brundick's part of the definition. Brundick is worried the Biden administration will set rules that will put it and other minor creeks back into the definition, and that could reduce the amount of crops he can grow and make food more expensive. Brundick might have to use less fertilizer and weed killer, and that might mean he couldn't plant anything.
But if you start eliminating these acres that are sitting behind us right now, Jonathan, you know, enough of this is going to create a large enough impact that it's going to increase, it could create more shortages.
Brundick has his own idea on what waterways should make the cut.
I think that there are some that need to be. It just, the word navigable is key.
That would be rivers and lakes that can carry boat traffic. Some environmentalists say that's far too narrow.
We need to make sure that we're protecting all the waters of the United States, not just the ones that people can boat in.
Jen Pels is a biologist and attorney with the environmental group Wild Earth Guardians. She says it may be tempting to exclude a ditch that's dry 11 months out of the year in the waters of the United States definition, but it's still a critical part of the bigger water system.
And then that 1 month out of the year, those chemicals or whatever they are that are in, it gets dumped, gets, you know, washed down by a big storm event into a creek that gets washed into a perennial waterway, which gets washed into a bigger river, then you have a water quality problem.
Pels wants to go back to the Obama administration's rules. Better yet, she says, include even more creek streams and tributaries. She's also concerned the Biden administration may be too willing to compromise with big ag. But some environmentalists are willing to seek middle ground. Jim Karpowitz with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment says perfect can't be the enemy of good.
As an environmentalist, I'd like to be sort of on the practical side of the fence and be able to take steps that can get done in order to initiate them immediately.
David Aiken, a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Nebraska, says don't count on a compromise.
I don't know that they can, that there's a needle of thread that would avoid all court challenges. This is just such a controversial issue. It's going to end up before the Supreme Court ultimately.
The Trump reversal of the Obama rules did end up in court. The result tilted more to what Trump wanted than what Obama imposed. Now Aiken says it's up to Congress to clarify things. Chris Brundick wants that too.
We never know with clarity what the rule is, and we need something permanent, and we need Congress to do this, but it's just not a topic they want to pick up.
In the meantime, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers are planning a series of virtual roundtables in December and January on what the rules should be on what makes something a water of the United States. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.